In mid-July, more than a year on from the DWPF's video advertising campaign, the British government published its long-awaited plan to decarbonise the transport system, now the country's biggest source of carbon emissions. As is increasingly common these days, when it comes to big set-piece environmental announcements, the proposals, phasing out sales of polluting vehicles and eliminating the aviation sector's carbon footprint as part of the UK's goal of becoming a net-zero nation by 2050, were greeted with cautious approval from most quarters. The climate sector was broadly positive, but so too was the transport industry itself, as well as figures from across the mainstream political spectrum. When critics did speak out, it was nearly always to argue that the plan's targets did not go far enough. There was, however, a dissenting voice. Craig McKinley, MP, elected representative for South Thanet, a far-flung promontory on the eastern edge of Kent, which is now home to a bitter struggle over the future of a disused local airport. Make no mistake, this requires a radical transformation of every part of the economy and our freedoms, he warned in an article for Conservative Home. As ever, it will be the poor who suffer most from these elite delusions. McKinley, who has described Britain's net zero aspirations as a social calamity, and insisted that, sooner or later, the public will rebel against this madness, was not alone in framing decarbonisation through the lens of cultural division and class privilege. This policy was wrong-headed from the start, dreamed up in the kitchen diners of Notting Hill, with no understanding of real people's daily lives, claimed Julian Knight, a fellow Tory MP, in a report published by an all-party parliamentary group chaired by McKinley that supports cheaper fuel for motorists. Steve Baker, another Conservative parliamentarian and a close ally of McKinley, has dismissed the Committee on Climate Change, which advises the government, as unelected and unaccountable. Earlier this year, Baker declared that, in net zero, as with Brexit, the political class has, in a very almost smug and self-satisfied way, built a consensus which is not going to survive contact with the public. Instead, he predicted, there's going to be an enormous political explosion.